AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Hunker down. Maybe dig out the cards and board games. That's the advice from Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker as his state and much of New England gets slammed by yet another winter storm.
Recognize that today is a Sunday. Tomorrow is a holiday. And it's probably a really good time for everybody to come up with neat things to do indoors and right around your house.
Blizzard conditions common, especially in eastern Massachusetts, where winds have topped out at 60 miles an hour. Another storm building up in the southern plains. Winter storm warnings and watches up from several plain states to Arkansas, across the northern parts of Louisiana, Mississippi and Alabama, as well as Kentucky and Tennessee, starting late tonight through tomorrow. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Oranson.
There will be some potential for accumulating snowfall, not only across portions of the south, but also farther to the north and east, up across the central and southern Appalachians, and gradually getting into the mid-Atlantic region.
Some parts of Kentucky and Tennessee could get a foot of snow. Danish police have shot and killed a man suspected in shootings at a free speech event and at a Copenhagen synagogue, killing two men, wounding five police officers. Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt tells Danish TV while she visited the synagogue.
Our thoughts go to the whole of the Jewish community today. They belong in Denmark. They are a strong part of our community, and we will do everything we can to protect the Jewish community in our country.
In the first shooting, the gunman shot through the windows of a cultural center during a panel discussion featuring Swedish artist Lars Vilks, who had characterized the prophet Muhammad. Vilks was unharmed, but a Danish filmmaker was killed. Three police officers were wounded. Early this morning, a Jewish man was killed. Two police officers were wounded outside the synagogue. This is AP Radio News. Some high school students face tough penalties if they are caught with e-cigarettes. Here's our Ross Simpson.
Schools are clamping down because e-cigarettes, sometimes known as vaporizers, can also be used for illegal substances like marijuana. If a student gets caught vaping in the bathroom in most schools, they could face a long suspension and required drug tests. However, in North Carolina, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Washington State, they could have possession of drug paraphernalia marked on their school records. I'm Ross Simpson.
A bit of a scare for the Mississippi State men's basketball team. Coach Rick Ray posting a tweet that their plane had to make an emergency landing yesterday in St. Louis after an engine failed. That mishap occurred following the Bulldogs' defeat of the Missouri Tigers 77-74 at a game played in Columbia, Missouri. They hope to bus back to Starkville later today. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.